It's morning to you. The Met Band Triple M. It is National Missing Persons Week, and it's happening right up until this coming Saturday, August 5. Assistant Commissioner and also National Manager of Crime Operations, Deb Platts from the AFP. Very good morning to you, Deb. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And thanks for having us on the show on this important week that we're focusing on the missing people across Australia.
You know, the statistics out there are quite staggering. Can't believe that in the age bracket of 13 to 17 years, accounted for 19,000 of the 38,000 or 50% of all missing person reports are recorded by police each year. That's staggering, isn't it?
It is, and when we launched the National Missing Persons Week earlier this week at the Gabba in Brisbane, which is the cricket and AFL stadium, and they host a lot of concerts there, it actually seats 38,000 people, and that's why it was held there. And you could look around the stadium at all those seats and just imagine that's how many people are actually reported missing to Australia every year. So it's quite staggering. And of course, as you mentioned, the majority of those are under the age of 18, and predominantly females between the ages of 13 and 17.
So what's happening to these people? Do we know? I mean, is it just a case they run away from home, they wander off? I mean, they get lost? I mean, what happens?
So for many of them, it is they are fleeing from something. So perhaps a domestic or family violence situation at home. For some of them, it's a mental illness. But for some of them, they just feel a substantial amount of anxiety and depression, and they just feel that they can't cope, whether it be at school or at home. And, of course, they may have alcohol or illicit drug problems as well. And they just flee that circumstances because their maturity and ability to cope is just at a much lower level than perhaps some adults are.
So how can people get involved and help out and be part of National Missing Persons Week this week?
So there's a number of ways that people could get involved. The easiest way for everybody is if you go to our website at missingpersons.gov.au and have a look at the over 2,000 long-term missing people that we have in Australia, and see whether or not you recognise any of those people. And then, of course, you can contact your local police or Crime Stoppers or our Missing Persons Coordination Centre and let us know about any of the people that you perhaps recognise there. And if I can say to people two things, that any little bit of information can help. But secondly, if you are a missing person, then don't be afraid to come forward, because being missing is not a crime in Australia, and all we want to do is try to reconnect people with their loved ones. And also, you know, we don't always tell the families where you are. So if you are missing and you don't want your family to know where you are, then you have the right, that information, to remain private. But we do want to reconnect people if we can, and at least relieve some of the anxiety that people who are left behind, we can relieve some of that anxiety for them.
Assistant Commissioner and National Manager of Crime Operations from the AFP, that's Deb Platts, missingpersons.gov.au, the website missingpersons.gov.au, and it's happening right up until this coming Saturday, August 5, National Missing Persons Week for 2017. Deb, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.